land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Thursday, January 18, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Phyllis, I'm sorry, what city or area do you live in? Longtime listener texting into the show. She said, I had no idea that you are that Randy Bishop. I never put two and two together. Yep, it's right there in the book. Do me a favor. Buy that book, Do the Right Thing by Mike Huckabee. The hardcover, you can probably get it cheap. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever. But get a copy of that book and read it. Because I truly believe if Mike Huckabee had been elected the 44th president, after being the 44th governor of Arkansas, and would have implemented the fair tax, you wouldn't recognize our country right now. This country would be booming. Get rid of the IRS, shut it down, send every single one of the IRS agents back into the public sector, force them to start companies, businesses, go get a job, make all the money you want to make, and not have to worry about paying income tax. Completely, completely repeal the 16th Amendment. Congress should have the power to lay and collect taxes on income from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. 16th Amendment. And then the 17th Amendment. Both of them during Woodrow Wilson's administration, including setting up the Federal Reserve. 16th Amendment, income tax, February 3rd of 1913. 17th Amendment, where the U.S. senators would be elected by the population instead of the state legislators, April 8th of 1913. 1913 was the worst year for America. Income tax, the sheeple people electing the U.S. senators to Washington and setting up the Federal Reserve began the decline of our country. And you know what? Mike Huckabee wanted to eliminate the 16th Amendment. Corporate taxes would go away. Guess what? You could buy a $100 widget at a store for 70 bucks. Would you pay a fair tax on it? If it was new, yes. New cars, new homes, new whatever. But once you paid the tax, it's tax-free, baby. Used cars, used homes, used refrigerators, nope, no sales tax. When you bless your family with something new, you pay the tax. And that's what Washington would have to operate under. We would have a balanced budget, and you wouldn't even recognize this country. I still support it. Donald Trump doesn't. But that's okay. He's still going to be the next president. Grover Cleveland, repeat, baby. That's what's coming. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Unity, unity breakfasts, unity events. When I lost to Howard Walker in 2010 in the Republican primary that August, I attended a Unity breakfast in Traverse City. Vicky didn't come with me. She had something else going on. She couldn't make it. I went by myself. I went to basically what was the Grand Traverse County Republican Party's event. Of course, the 37th State Senate District had more counties in it, but Traverse City was the largest populated city in the district, and it was really the votes from Traverse City that put Howard Walker over the top. During the news on election night, you know those little banner strips on the bottom, 37th State Senate race, Bishop Walker, too close to call. All night long, as the polls closed at 8 o'clock, that's what started happening on the news banner. Until Traverse City reported in at 11:04 when the news went live and they declared him the winner. I called Howard, congratulated him. He said, Randy, I thank God you only raised $4,000. If you had raised $40,000, you'd be the next state senator. And I said, Howard, if you don't vote for right to work, I'll kick your butt next time. Howard Walker voted for right to work. Never sponsored or introduced the Michigan Fair Tax. We kind of copied it off of the National Fair Tax book, but that didn't go anywhere because they want the money in Lansing via income tax. They will not give up the income tax in this state. If you want to fix the state of Michigan as governor, I would implement it immediately. I would force the legislature and the House and the Senate to pass it, send it to my desk. I would sign it, and we would no longer be paying any income tax in the state of Michigan. But didn't become a state senator, and I'm not governor yet. An ex-Trump advisor has reached out and participated in the form of Unity. See, this is what you do when you lose and you see who the winner is or it's going to be. You unify behind the winner. You losers, Matt DiPerno, Scott Greenlee, J.D. Glasser, who ran for Michigan Republican Party chair, you lost. Christina Caramo won. Get over it. Get on board and unite. But no. No, they can't do that. They won't do that. They want to kick out the first black woman who made history becoming the chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. You guys are a bunch of racists or sexists or both. Steve Cordes, one-time actual advisor for former President Trump, while heading into this presidential primary, he actually had come out and backed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the Republican primary. Well, he's finally come to the Unity breakfast. He's come full circle. He penned a op-ed titled, Only Trump Can Save America. Cordes, who served as an advisor to Trump's 2016 victory over Hillary Clinton, and his victory over Joe Biden in 2020, he just didn't get to serve, became a critic of the former president for his vicious attacks on former staffers. You remember his TV show, The Apprentice? You're fired. Well, Donald Trump did not change when he became president, the 45th president. He attacked staffers for not doing their dang job. And he said, you know what? You're fired. And he did it in front of other people. Do your job that I assigned you to do, or you will be fired just like him. Now get the heck out of my office. Pack up your desk and get the heck out of the White House. Well, as a result, Steve Cordes joined the Never Back Down Super PAC that's been supporting DeSantis. But he saw the writing on the wall. He saw the polls. And he stepped down in October. Well, after DeSantis got his butt kicked by Donald Trump Monday in Iowa, Steve Cordes came out and wrote this op-ed. Those of us who backed Ron DeSantis or other Republican candidates should read the room. Former President Trump winnowed the field effortlessly and then crushed the remaining three candidates in Iowa on Monday night. He leads in the polls everywhere. He wrote this in an op-ed for Real Clear Politics. It's time to coalesce and unite behind the clear preference of the GOP grassroots, Donald John Trump, end quote. Trump easily won the Iowa caucuses, Republican caucuses on Monday, which was the first major real test of the 2024 Republican primary race. According to The Hill's partner Decision Desk headquarters, Trump is leading the remaining candidates by a wide margin nationally. Trump has 64.4% support compared to 11.8% for Nikki Haley and only 11.3% for DeSantis. Cordes went on to say that the America First movement is bigger and more important than any one individual. Donald Trump just happens to be the leader of it. Bigger and more important than any one individual, but somebody has to be the captain of the ship. Somebody has to be the chairman of the board. Somebody has to be the president of the school board, the county commissioners, the speaker of the house, the Senate majority leader, both in Lansing and in Washington. Somebody needs to be a leader. And you know who that leader is? Donald Trump. Cordes went on to say, giving this warning, that the GOP does not have the luxury of, quote, internal strife, end quote. We don't have that luxury, folks. We cannot be at a civil war. We have to unify. The former advisor said voters are rallying around Donald Trump despite many ongoing legal battles. He blamed President Biden for high crime rates, the influx of migrants arriving through our southern border, a subversive education system, which is what we have in our public schools and public universities, as well as all of this economic anxiety. Cordes went on to say, quote, at such a flashpoint in history like this one is, political unity among conservatives is imperative. A second Biden term would risk the permanent loss of our republic as we know it. Adding that if Vice President Kamala Harris becomes president, the future of our country would be even more bleak. Cordes continues saying, it is time to unify behind former President Trump as he leads the battle against the ruling class, the oligarchs intent on destroying America and destroying the American way of life. I implore all patriot populists to join as I do in my pledge to do all I can to work for Donald Trump's cause. just as I did in 2016 and again in 2020, I will now do it in 2024. Vivek Ramaswamy, who came in fourth in Iowa, immediately suspended his campaign and came out publicly and endorsed Donald Trump. And you know what else he did? He called out Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and said, you need to join me before next week's New Hampshire primary. Suspend your campaigns and endorse Donald Trump. We need to be unified starting next week in New Hampshire. If you don't, you're going to get your butt kicked and you'll be embarrassed. Because you see, now Donald Trump can focus all of his energy on attacking DeSantis and Haley. He kind of nicked Ramaswamy a little bit. And no, Ramaswamy will not be Donald Trump's vice president. He brings nothing to the table for Trump. Trump has got Make America Great Again, America First, down pat. He doesn't need a puppet clone to be speaking that particular policies. He's already got it down. He's got it. I'm going to predict a woman vice president. I think it's going to be Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, where Donald Trump got to meet her because she allowed him to host the 4th of July fireworks over top of Mount Rushmore, where Vicky and I got to see it with our own eyes last August. I think it's going to be Kristi Noem. It could be Carrie Lake, which I would really love, but she's got the U.S. Senate race going right now in Arizona, and I think she's going to win it. So why would Donald Trump pull a U.S. senator out of the U.S. Senate? Because right now it's Sykema, who is a Democrat, who holds that seat. Sinema, Sykema, whatever the heck her name is. She's now claiming to be an independent. You know why? Because Donald Trump is absolutely going to win Arizona in a blowout this year. She sees the writing on the wall. People are going to just vote straight Republican. Everywhere. Machines are not going to be able to overcome it. They're not going to be able to stuff enough ballots to do it. People are fed up with the Democrats and they're voting Republican. It's that simple. And Donald Trump will be at the top of the ticket and every Republican below him will win. Question's going to be, who's going to be the Republican in November? That's why we have August 6th primaries. So, yeah, going to be interesting. But here you have a former Trump advisor was stupid enough to support DeSantis. And after Iowa, we're coming to God, we're coming to Jesus, we're coming to unify behind Donald Trump. And it was after one caucus. He accomplished this in getting Ramaswamy to drop out and to get a supporter of DeSantis to come to his camp after just the Iowa caucuses. New Hampshire coming next week? He'll win that too. And the media and the liberals' heads are exploding. I love it. On the Hour Newsbreak, we'll be right back.